Hey, it's Wally, and I just want to thank so many people, our potties, the people that listen to the radio station, for partnering together to make a difference in the lives of Ukrainian refugees. This thing over there is a mess. We're entering the fifth month of this, and it's just heartbreaking to see what people are going through and how they're having to live. But here's the upside. Together, we have sent more than 100,000 meals to Ukraine already. These meals are being distributed by 3,500 pastors who are risking their lives every day to minister to these families and get them the food that they need. So if you've given, thank you so much. Now, we're down to the last couple weeks of the month, and how cool would it be to up the ante here and send another 50,000 meals by the end of July? I know it sounds like a lot, but at 25 cents a meal, that's not a lot, and a little bit from each of us can go a long way. I know I've already done my part, because I'm never going to ask you to do something I won't do, but think about it. $100 sends 400 meals, and then if you roll that out and do $500 or $1,000 gift, imagine the impact that you're having. So if you want to get involved, you've seen all the hardship and the heartache and thought, man, I wish there was something I could do. This is something you can do. Just join us by texting Wally to 91999. That's Wally to 91999. And the cool part of this is, man, you get to be the answer to a mom's prayer as she's wondering how she's going to feed her children. Again, text the word Wally to 91999. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. We even just did a little troubleshooting. But when I say we, I mean Gavin. We were having a problem with a piece of gear here. And Betty was like, well, we should probably get the engineer or Steve, who's really good with this stuff. And then Gavin stepped up in a big way and solved the problem. Because otherwise, this Aftercast was going to sound really, really bad. Or we're going to have to do it a whole other way. And Gavin, you just troubleshot that. You came in clutch. Yeah. I'll even use your language.
Just did my job today.
You know what? But not all heroes wear capes, and you showed up in a big way. That was really good, man. I would not have thought of that.
Well,
so
appreciate it.
Nicely done. I was just figuring, we got to buy a new computer.
Yeah, you know? So, I know. It would be, in my head, it would be lovely to just, for that to be the problem, but right. I love that it was just one little button.
Yep, there you go. I don't always think of the simplest thing first. Like when I'm troubleshooting or problem solving, I always think it's the biggest, worst, most expensive problem. And I do that with life. I look at everything like that. It's always the biggest, most worst. And then a lot of times you go, oh, I guess really this was kind of simple and it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, and sometimes I guess a little bit annoyed when we have an issue and then we say, hey, can you guys come look at this? And it's a system that takes more than one attempt to fix, per se. Like we had phone issues like a few months ago that took like a month to fix because it wasn't a press this button and solve it kind of thing.
Well, you just did that, sir. I'm going to nominate you for Engineer of the Year.
Oh, goodness.
So nicely done.
I do not want Phil's job.
No. Let's get on to some of the stuff here before we get to all that goodness that is weekend plans. Let me see. Oh, this is interesting. I'm curious if you guys have heard this term yet, okay? So Carson Pickett, they're congratulating her for making the USWNT history moment. She's the first player for the North Carolina Courage. She's a defender. She plays soccer.
Okay.
They said she's the first player with limb difference to start the game for the U.S. Women's International Team.
So meaning that her legs. Oh, she's missing an arm.
Missing an arm, yeah, which you don't need a lot of in soccer. But limb difference, I'd never heard that term before.
I thought that limb difference was going to mean that like one of her legs was just obviously longer than the other.
That's a fair guess.
Maybe it's a politically correct way of saying
that's
it.
That's the thing, because amputee, but then if you didn't have it cut off, if you were born like that, then how would you describe it? Because I started thinking through this, because I'm like so over like political correct terms, and we try to make everything, you know, we jump through so many hoops, and we have so many different versions of the same issue, and everybody calls it something different, and everyone's annoyed if you call it the wrong thing. And so limb difference, never heard that before. But I'm like, what else would I call it? I don't really know.
So she's missing an arm.
Yeah.
I can see how hard that would be, though, because you use both your arms for such balance in soccer.
Sure.
So she's zooming around with just one.
And she could never get called for hands. Seriously. Just hand. Yeah, you could get one hand. You could get called. Hands is what happens in soccer. Rocks look at me crazy. When the ball hits your hand, it stops
I'm just
playing.
Trying to think what other names. The only other name is arm deficient.
Yeah, okay. But somebody might be like, why are you? I'm not deficient. I'm a whole person. I don't have an arm, but
what
I'm amazing.
What was it called? Limb what?
Limb difference.
Well, then someone could say, I don't have a difference. I'm the same as everyone else.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's so hard, but that was just a new term that I had never, ever heard before. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. But congratulations to her. Did you see that Ivana Trump passed away at 73? She's the former wife of ex-president Donald Trump. And they haven't said anything about how she died or anything like that. It was just like, Ivana Trump died, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone really knows yet. They're probably doing some kind of, like, I'm sure they always have to do an investigation just to make sure.
Yeah. I guess she had written a book a few years ago, and ABC had interviewed her about it. And there were a couple of takeaways from that book that was interesting. Like, her divorce from Donald Trump impacted his political career back then. Because there was a scandal, and he had been unfaithful with Marla Maples, I think it was. But what's fascinating about this I didn't know, is then President Trump could have accomplished his political ambitions much earlier had it not been for the scandal that happened. Donald Trump got a letter from President Reagan and said, you should run for president. And that was 20 years ago. Reagan was telling him to run for president, which is crazy. Because if I remember right, if memory serves me right, well, Reagan was a Republican, but Trump was not a Republican. Recently, he was a Democrat, and then he switched to run for president. Or around that time, was he a Republican, then Democrat, then Republican? I don't know. I don't follow enough of politics that closely.
Maybe he plays to the crowd that he just knows is going to help him win. I will say that yesterday I saw the Apple News notification. I saw a notification that had happened.
Yeah.
But the only two words that I did see were Trump and dies.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, we're in for a really big day.
Yeah.
And then I saw that, and obviously it's still heartbreaking, sad, all this. But I was like, oh, I was expecting a much bigger story.
Not as big of a news day. No. Yeah. Like, the other takeaway from this book was she believed that her daughter could also be president, Ivana Trump. And I got to tell you, man, like, Ivana Trump, I always liked her, like watching The Apprentice and things like that. She was really tough, and she was really firm, and like, she was not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination, but she still had moments where she was like super kind too, and compassionate. And that's some of what Trump lacked. Honestly, like, he was not good at empathy.
Yeah.
And she was kind of a good hybrid between probably Trump and maybe Ivana. I don't know. Or not Ivana. Ivanka is her daughter.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Ivanka.
I like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I said Ivana, but I meant Ivanka.
I never saw the...
You never saw The Apprentice? It was a really good show. Like, I really liked it a lot. But yeah. But then Ivanka, if she had... you know, aspirations of being the first woman president. Like, then her husband, Jared Kushner, there was a whole scandal about him and while Trump was in office and stuff like that. And that would probably come back to maybe ruin that option. Or maybe they just were like, we're not doing this because it's just too much of a headache. And then one really weird thing was Donald Trump was worried. He didn't want to name his son Donald Jr. Do you know why?
Because he didn't like his own name?
No, he was worried his son would be a loser. That's what he said to his wife. That's what she wrote in this book.
Oh, and then it would reflect on him.
Negatively on him.
Oh.
He was worried his son would be a loser.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's an interesting mindset. I'm not like, and she's like, that's crazy because we don't know what he's going to be. He could be amazing, but you're already so concerned about your image, you know, and your son tarnishing that.
And it makes it sound like his love is...
Conditional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he ended up naming his son Donald Jr. And he was also on the show. And then you had Eric, who just kind of showed up a couple times. Like, Eric's like, hey, guys. Eric is the I think the fun son that they didn't talk much about.
I keep seeing commercials for Plathville. Are you watching
Yes,
that?
I am watching it.
Because it looks ridiculous.
It is a ridiculous journey into a black hole of time suck that you will not get back. Okay, I'm telling you that right up front.
I get made fun of all the time by Nick Nack for watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because it's like my go-to.
I thought you guys watched that together.
No, she does not watch it. She says that would be, and I think I'm quoting her here, that would be like cramming trash into my eyes. I'm sure she's right on it, but there's something about having a guilty pleasure show that you're like, I know it's stupid, but I enjoy watching.
90 Day Fiancé is that for me. I know it's going to go every time, and I still watch it. I kind of go in fits and starts. Like, there's times I get burnt on it, and I got to take a little break. But that show is a guilty pleasure. But Plathville, Platteville, you want to multiple times during each show crawl into the TV and smack one of them. Like, you just, you want to. You're like, you are ridiculous.
As in how?
Yeah.
What is, yeah, what's
self-absorbed, whiny, just out of touch.
Like, okay. Isn't it a family of like six kids or something? And,
yes.
And they were raised almost Amish or something, and then they go to
super conservative homeschool kids, and the wife and the mom and the dad are like uber conservative, and they protect them from everything. So they raised them on this farm, kept them out of everything. The kids didn't know anything pop culture wise. So then they had like a rebellion kind of thing. They really only focus on the top oldest three kids. Ethan left and will not talk to his parents. Like, it got that bad. But he married a girl that there's so much drama. She came from the same background, but she drank a little and wanted a tattoo, and it just was like boom. Ooh. And so the mom and this girl clashed, and it put a rift between them.
No.
That is just now starting to undo in this final season or this new season. But then you've got
who's the girl with the purple hair?
The dad issue hair. Yes. oh gosh, come on. I'm drawing a blank on all their names. Ethan, Mariah is the blue-haired girl. Then you have they focus on four of them. Then you have the really religious Lydia, who's like super sweet, and you're really wanting her to escape this family, you know, because she's really kind. And then you've got Micah, who wants to be a model, and he
could he do it?
Oh, he's good looking. Oh, yeah. He's jacked. And like my wife said, she goes, he's one of those guys that's like really good looking until he opens his mouth to speak. And then he gets super ugly. Yeah. He's not very smart. But it's kind of like, again, it's this whole thing of them finding themselves and coming of age and the drama between the parents. Now it's gotten where it feels really, a lot of it feels forced and scripted, the show. Like the first couple seasons were a little better. But it's there is an interesting thing. I don't know if you'll watch it or not, but the mom and dad now in this last season, their marriage is falling apart.
Oh no.
Yes. And so
say it isn't so.
But see, all the kids are like, wait, you told us all the time, you know, save yourself for marriage and do all these things and you're never getting divorced. And now the mom is losing her mind. The mom's like, I just need to find myself and I've lost myself. I know. The mom is driving me nuts. The dad's creepy, I'll give you that. But the mom's driving me nuts in there. The hypocrisy of it is
the
palpable.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. That's Platteville in a nutshell. It's
that was
tough.
Crazy.
It's tough watch. But I still
here
do.
You are.
But here I am knowing all of it, you know. So yeah, it's a guilty pleasure watch for sure. Did you know any of the urban legends of different songs, Lady Rock from back in the day? Like the remember Roller Coaster of Love. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Roller Coaster. Did you know the urban legend associated with it? There's a scream actually on the recording, and the urban legend has been that scream was actually captured while they were recording, and it was a lady who got murdered.
Oh.
And they captured her scream, and that was what has been the story circling that song for years. Do you think it's true?
No.
Okay, you're right. It's not true at all. That's actually the keyboard player's like, you know. What about the Hotel California by Eagles? They say that song is inspired by Satanism. Have you heard that? Ooh.
No, I heard it was that they wrote a song because they just wanted it to be the weirdest. Like, there's no solution to it. It's just a weird song, kind of like the Twilight Zone. They wanted to base it on the Twilight Zone. But it has to do something with, like, the world's not economy, but I don't know. Like, it's more political.
I was always told that it was the devil song. That and Stairway to Heaven. That's what I was told in my Christian school the whole time. Like, yeah. Don Henley said it's about the excesses of American culture and the uneasy balance between art and commerce. I don't get any of that. Like, when I listen to the song.
Deep, man. That's
yeah,
heavy.
I don't get that. I still get Satan.
Heavy,
let me see. And then Phil Collins. This is what I hadn't heard. Maybe you've heard this story that In the Air Tonight was written. I can feel it coming in the air. Gavin, you know that song?
I do, yeah.
I'm always amazed by the things you do and don't know.
I know.
And so after seeing a man fail to save another person's life, because it's like, if you told me you were drowning, would I lend a hand? And so he used that song to call the guy out. And so do you think that's true?
No.
No, it's not true. Absolutely. Yeah,
no.
It's funny because I buy all this stuff. I'm like, oh, that's plausible. Supposedly, Phil invited the guy. Part of the thing is the guy invited the guy to a concert and shown a spotlight on him during the song's infamous drum break. That's the one that's like, but that none of that ever happened. He said it was a song inspired by anger and bitterness and hurt that he was feeling after his wife left him.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I think anybody could.
All that checks out way yeah. more than the other ones. But the other story seems a little more fun. So what do you got, Lady Rock?
Thanks to his new show on PureFlix called Live and Local, Dave Coulier is making the rounds in the media world, doing all the interviews, including the one he did here, which you can see and listen to when you text Dave to 91979. You can hear the interview between him and Wally. But in a different interview with another source, Dave was asked about his relationship with rock goddess Alanis Morissette.
Oh.
So I didn't know this, but it turns out the two dated for 2 years. And when they broke up, rumors started flying that her hit song You Oughta Know was about him.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you were.
I had totally forgotten. She's angry. I had totally forgotten that he had dated her.
Yeah, and if so, if this song really is about him, the song depicts a totally different character description from the Dave All America knew based on his Full House character, Uncle Joey. But here's Dave. He's talking about when he first heard that song and what his thoughts were on it.
I start listening to the lyrics going, oh no, I can't be this guy. And I thought, I think I may have really hurt this woman. Years later, we reconnected. She couldn't have been sweeter. And I said, what do you want me to say when people ask me about this relationship? And she said, you can say whatever you want.
Ah, so yeah, they were two very opposite people for sure.
I can't even see them together.
I'm so upset that I didn't remember this before I interviewed him, because I would have asked him about dating her, because I had a run-in with Alanis Morissette years ago where she stopped doing any more radio interviews on her tour because I upset her accidentally. And
accidentally?
Well, yeah, I had a quote of Courtney Love saying something bad about her, and so I wanted to get her response to that to see if there was any beef there. It totally hit her wrong, and she shut down. She walked out of my interview, shut down press for the rest of the tour, and they sent her, somebody, I don't know if it was her, but somebody sent her manager down to the club I was at working at that night at a remote to fight me.
So, to fight you?
To fight
Look
me.
Look at that.
And they actually, they got word, our people got word from the record company, and they escorted me out because he would have whooped me badly. So Dave Coulier only got a song about him. I was almost murdered by Alanis Morissette. Oh, man. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Yes. Jeremy is celebrating, his oldest son is celebrating his birthday on the 17th, so that is Sunday. Said he's a young man of character.
Nice.
When I grow up, I hope to be just like him. So happy birthday.
Nice.
Heather wants to wish her son Caleb a happy birthday, saying he's an avid disc golf player and is always looking for a new course to play. Her question is, Caleb is working at a camp this summer. Do you have a favorite summer camp memory?
Oh.
Mm.
Did y'all go to summer camp?
Yes.
We went. I used to go to one when I was little with my parents. They were counselors, and it was always fun going there. I remember pulling taffy. We did a taffy pull one time.
That's cool.
And that was a lot of fun. I, to this day, remember that and how much fun that was.
I went to summer camp every year. Like, I couldn't get out of it.
Your parents were like, you need to go, Betty Lou.
Yeah, they had jobs. They couldn't get off to take care of me.
Yeah.
I don't really
it's
have
either
a
that or let the goat watch her. Let's send her to summer camp.
I do remember there was one camp that I went to. It was a day camp, so I didn't stay overnight or anything. But they would let us rent roller skates
Ooh.
On certain days.
Oh, that's fun.
And they turned the gym into a roller skating rink, and that was a lot of fun.
That is fun. Gavin?
I think it was my sixth grade year. We went to this camp, and the coolest memory I have was this game that we played. And it was called, like, Catch the Wolf.
Hide Gavin.
Hide and Seek. And it's just Gavin playing. But at night, you basically huddled with your, what was it, your room people?
Yeah.
I forget what, your cabin. You'd hang out with your cabin, with your leader. And then the staff members of the camp would go out at a certain time, and they would howl. and your job was to catch the wolf.
That's basically fun. Aww, that
it was
cool.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Because one night we played it and there was like a massive storm that started falling. And a friend of mine was like, oh, I think it's over there. And then he just walked into the lake on accident. But guys, it was a fun game.
You guys ever play flashlight tag?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No,
where you
we
run
did.
Around at night, if you shine a flashlight on somebody, they're frozen. We used to do that. I love that game as a kid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not doing that this weekend, but let's do
Weekend Plans. Everyone's got a Weekend Plans.
All right. Weekend Plans. My wife was like, oh, it's so great. We don't have anything or anybody to entertain or do this weekend. So I'm going to finally maybe work on a couple projects.
Like?
That's it. I'm going to build a model of a gazebo I want to build to make sure I could do it well and get all my angles down before I have to cut expensive wood.
So you definitely are going to do it?
I'm between two of them. I'm between buying one that's already pre-made, but then there's part of me that's like, I'd really like to make it.
But I mean, did you get it okayed with the HOA?
Oh, that's a screened-in porch. No, I'm still fighting that. I will be going there today to discuss the gazebo thing.
Is free game?
The gazebo is over the grill, so it's free game. But the thing that attaches to the house, the screened-in porch, that's the thing I have to get the permit for, and it's so much fun.
When's your next little meeting?
Today. I hate being told no for no reason. Like, if there was a valid reason as to why I couldn't put this up, fine. But there is no reason because it's just written down somewhere and now I have to jump through all these other hoops.
You are a parent's nightmare.
Yes, because I have logic and I have common sense.
This feels like you feel like a character on like a Parks and Rec town hall meeting that would be really mad for something hilarious.
And I've been really kind. I'm frustrated here, but I've been very kind to people, but they're pushing my buttons. I'm like at the end of my rope.
He's getting triggered.
I might.
Well, my plans. I don't have anything planned. I got a new puzzle that I've been starting to work on.
Big weekend.
I know.
Nice.
I'm an old lady.
Hope you finish
it. Talks with another woman about maybe buying another one on Facebook Marketplace. We'll see.
See if you can come to a deal and negotiate.
Yeah, she's way too high, and I just can't meet her
there. Wheeling and dealing over there.
So also, there's an art project that I'd like to try with the cats. It's you put a little like canvas, and then you put some drops of paint on it, and then you slip it into like a gallon.
I've seen that.
Like a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
And then you sprinkle catnip on top, and then they rub it, and it makes them a little cute little picture.
I love this.
I hope you do this
because I'd really like to see your artwork.
And then, not mine, it would be Beans and Gillies.
Oh, so is it like that one painting I have in there where I licked peanut butter on a plastic bag?
Yeah, okay. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it's the cat version. And then I have to do Children's Church on Sunday.
That's fun. Good.
Nursery.
Nice.
Do you like that that's something that you get to do?
Yeah,
I do.
Because
you volunteer, obviously. That's
right.
Your choice.
No, I do. I enjoy the kids, and I enjoy talking to them. I think they're cute. But I definitely would only want to do it there. Like, the thought of taking them home is like, oh sure. God.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Gavin?
I think that we're just going to use our AMC A-list to see three movies between today and tomorrow.
What are you gonna see?
Gonna see Elvis because that's still out in theaters. Gonna see some new Where the Crawdads Sing.
Like that thriller suspense murder.
Haley wants to see it. I want to see the new Minions movie.
Yes.
I don't know why that one
I wanna see it too.
Is drawing me in, but I think we're gonna do a double feature of that and Elvis tomorrow.
I think we're gonna see
Elvis
Minions.
Elvis is long, so prepare yourself.
I know. We do.
You're
go
gonna
into
have to
this.
Take a lot of pee breaks.
I probably will.
Yeah.
And all snacks.
Right. Well, there you go. That's gonna do it for your aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.